Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I am a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help to let them go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have a funny sense of humor. They're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy, balance and peace in their lives. So, like the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for free angel advice. So that call-in number for the show is 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number for that free angel advice is 646-716-6794. So before we get to those phone callers, hello, listeners. Welcome once again to Angel Healing House. Thank you so much for listening in. You know, whether you're listening in on computer, by phone, perhaps you're listening to these archive shows on the Blog Talk Radio site, or perhaps you've listened to the downloaded the show for free from iTunes. Now, just a reminder, each month, myself and my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, we send out a channeled monthly newsletter that takes a look at the world from a higher perspective. Now, this wonderful newsletter brings forth angelic messages on particular topics that will give you great insight on how to live life with clarity and joy and passion. If you'd like to receive these free, inspirational, and enlightening monthly angel newsletters, please send me your request along with your email address to Candy at angelhealinghouse.com. And that's C-A-N-D-Y at A-N-G-E-L-H-E-A-L-I-N-G-H-O-U-S-E.com. And while these messages are a general overview of everyone's lives, if you would like your own individual, in-depth, revealing, channeled angel reading with me, you can either phone me after the show at Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716. Again, that number is 831-277-3716. Or again, you can email me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. The Posse of Angels and I are really looking forward to helping you receive clarity and individual insights for your life. I see that we have several callers holding for the free angel advice, particularly 719, you are going to be first, and 720, you're next. But if you're a regular listener, you know that I take about 15 minutes or so to talk about our topic of the day. And today's topic is love of self. You know, I'd like to start today's program, listeners, by saying happy anniversary to Angel Healing House, as it was 10 years ago that I began the amazing and miraculous journey that has unfolded for me. You know, what started off small with my business, Angel Healing House, I hosted meditation nights, empowerment groups, workshops, teaching Reiki, and giving Reiki healing and intuitive counseling sessions. Well, it's evolved and expanded globally over the past 2 years, with being interviewed by different worldwide radio stations and the creation of my own international radio program in January of 2012. And when I look back 10 years ago, I can clearly see that the most important aspect of why all this has been able to occur for me is love of self. For the first time, at age 48, 10 years ago, I allowed myself to make myself a priority, to focus on my wishes and my dreams, my heartfelt desires, and by doing this, I opened myself to receive the fulfillment of my dreams. And the Posse of Angels is hearing many of your thoughts. Many of you are thinking, isn't this being selfish? And the Posse are chiming straight in immediately, and they're saying, you bet it is. If by one's definition, being selfish is giving to oneself and making one's desires a priority, certainly not to the exclusion of giving to others, but making oneself number one on the list, then the universe will also make your wishes a priority. It is very interesting that many times the very people in our lives who tell us that we are being selfish by following our dream or fulfilling our wishes, they often have a hidden agenda for their comments. You know, for instance, if a long-time stay-at-home mom longs to go back to a fulfilling creative job that she is passionate about, her family might rail against this, as it may mean that they have to make their own meals, do their own washing, and to take turns taking out the trash. Many times when others tell us that we are being selfish, it is because by stepping forward and acknowledging and allowing ourselves to fulfill a desire of ours, this actually shines a light and illuminates an area for family and friends where perhaps they are not allowing themselves to give to themselves. In some instances, they could be saying subconsciously, who are you to have the courage, the empowerment, the faith in yourself to step forward and follow your dreams when I'm not doing this for myself? And instead of family and friends being proud and happy for us that we are nurturing and nourishing our desires through love of self, others may actually be jealous, envious, and downright critical and judgmental on what we are doing. They may come up with a whole litany of things stating why following our dreams is not a good idea and why it's doomed to fail. Yet the Posse of Angels is saying that people's reactions have nothing to do with us and all to do with their paradigms and their programming, which they are choosing to replay and to live. By practicing love of self, we demonstrate to God and the angels that we are fostering our dreams and our desires by focusing and putting action to them. By doing so, the Posse of Angels is saying that we show compassion and kindness and nurture and nourish who we are. Our intuition and our higher self always knows what's best for us, and it connects with us through our heart by speaking to our inner voice or by sending us signs as to how to advance to our desires and to actually nurture our dreams. Yet the Posse of Angels, okay, they're chiming in this saying, although the angels never sleep and their primary mission is to send humans signs and messages to fulfill our desires, the majority of people push life and are oblivious to their signs, and they keep doing that which makes them unhappy instead of going in the direction that their heart and the angels' very obvious signs is showing them to go. In this way, they fail to practice love of self. You know, listeners, one of the most amazing examples of this very topic of nurturing and nourishing ourselves through love of self came from a session I had with a client by the name of Howard. Now, as I've mentioned before in my radio programs and in my newsletters, I do not use clients' real names, but let's just call him Howard. My client Howard gives a very clear example of the importance of following one's inner voice. Howard was a nurse, and although he had a beautiful heart and a compassionate nature, he desperately wanted to get out of nursing, yet he had no idea what else he wanted to do. You know, when I asked him in our session what he enjoyed doing in his leisure time, he enthusiastically said that he couldn't wait for his days off because he loved gardening and tending to his fish ponds. Although he loved doing this, he added with a sigh that there was always a deep longing inside of him. When I asked him what this deep longing was, he said, "I long to go to the mountains and just meditate." He said that he had had this inner voice telling him to go to the mountains and meditate for quite some time. And every time he heard it, well, he shut it off by rationalizing that he would not be able to make money or to make a living by just meditating. So, by the way, this is one of the major factors for people not following their intuition, because they want to rationally and logically figure out the bottom line, or financially, why something would be good or the reasons why they should do it or proceed. Howard always felt that he would be letting others down if he quit his job as a nurse. He told me that he came from a long line of doctors and nurses in his family and that it was the expected profession for him to pursue. You know, I told Howard that it's not our role in life to know all the answers. You know, listeners, if we did know all the answers, what would be the point of being on Earth? You know, to truly get in touch with what makes us happy, it is tantamount to listen to what our heart is telling us to do. So tuning into my angelic assistant, I told him that he might need to go to the mountain and meditate for several unknown reasons, which would only reveal themselves once he got there. Now, just a quick note, I've mentioned many times before on how important it is to take action on what our intuition is telling us. I went on to tell Howard that he might meet a soulmate there. Secondly, through silence, he may gain greater clarity and direction in his life. And lastly, I said he might connect with another person who would present him with important information that he needed. But we truly do not need to know any of this. All we need to do is to have faith in our intuitive abilities. That is why our intuition is provided for us. And when we follow our heart's desires and listen to our inner voice, we are always on the path towards our highest potential. You know, by following the very clear intuitive voice inside, we let go of control and worry and allow for the magic of life to unfold before us. After our session, Howard actually took a 2-week holiday and he booked a meditation retreat in the mountains. He felt so much more alive and refreshed just being in the beautiful energies of his mountaintop retreat. The workshops he attended were not only enlightening, but it was on the third day that he met Stan. Stan, like Howard, had become fed up with his job in sales and was seeking clarity as to what path to take. As fate would have it, both Howard and Stan had an absolute love for gardening. By the end of the 2 weeks, both men had met several times and excitedly written out detailed business proposals on their new landscaping and water fountain business that they would create together. In Howard's case, he didn't have to see the whole staircase before taking the first step. All he needed to do was listen and follow his inner voice of go to the mountain and meditate. You know, I've mentioned many times on my radio program that we are all children of God, and as such, come into this physical incarnation as pure intention. We can have whatever we desire. But the Posse of Angels is reminding us that it was carefully conveyed to us in our contract of life that the how and the when of our intentions manifesting is not within our control. In this way, God and the angels create the most miraculous and limitless outcomes that are for the greatest good of all concerned, and the greatest good of ourselves. You know, before I awakened and remembered this, I recall just how much I tried to control life and push life in order for things to happen, and how life was just downright difficult and hard for me. By practicing love of self for these past 10 glorious years, I've seen a direct correlation between my supporting, recognizing, and being just gosh darn proud of who I am and my accomplishments, and how others have supported and recognized my accomplishments as well. Before we go on to speak more about the importance of love of self in our lives and nurturing and nourishing just who we are, let's go to the phone line. Thank you so much for holding. 719, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, Candy. This is Julia. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Julia. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
From Florida. So how is Julia?
Not too bad. I had a birthday yesterday, so another
Happy
year,
birthday.
A new cycle beginning. So.
Oh, wonderful. So you're just on the cusp of Virgo and Libra.
Yep.
Yeah. So do you have question, or would you like to add to our discussion today?
Well, I have a question. I have new love on the brain here. I'm toward the end of a very long relationship that has been sort of, you know, dying out over a long period of time, and I'm finding that, you know, this part of my moving forward into the next phase of my life, part of that I would like to include somebody who's going to be, you know, that love, who's really going to be there, loving and nurturing and supportive. Some people, you know, say a twin flame or a soulmate or, you know, that special divine beloved. It seems like there's a lot of labels for it, but I'm finding that, you know, at this point in my life, I really want that for myself. And I understand that, you know, I have to end this one and go through the healing and the releasing and, you know, letting go of all the stuff that's accumulated from this one. But I just, like, looking forward.
It's a wonderful, wonderful question that you're asking, Julia. And first of all, there's several things that are coming up. The first is the relationship has changed primarily because you have changed. We, of those of us that are conscious and enlightened and aware, we are not the same people that we were a year ago, 6 months ago. It's like our eyes are now open, and we cannot align ourselves with anybody anymore, particularly our love interests, who are not in direct resonance and alignment with who we are. And it's interesting that I'm talking about love of self today and your call, because this is all about nurturing and nourishing who we are. When we were in lower dimensional frequency, when our energetic frequency was not as high as it is now, we could kind of compartmentalize our lives. You know, we could, our career could have been going well, or health issues going well, and, you know, perhaps there were those that were having extramarital affairs. And it didn't really, that energy didn't come into or affect other areas of their lives. Or even if they weren't having the extramarital affairs, that, you know, their relationship was off kilter. But now our energies have risen to such a high vibrational frequency that anything in any part of our life that is not authentic and 100% in direct high alignment where our energies is will go on to affect other areas of our lives. And it actually, it sends us off balance, and it makes us feel less than good if, and really awful if we aren't in direct alignment with another person who is that gentle and kind and loving and sweet and all of those nurturing qualities that we wish to have in front of us. So you are not alone in this. I was just speaking with two people yesterday and saying that even long-standing relationships are going by the by. And it's not that you don't love the person anymore, but you're not in energetic alignment. If they're not shifting and you have shifted, there's a disconnect there. So know that you are certainly not alone. And you brought up about soulmates and twin flames. I drew to myself my twin flame 10 years ago, my beloved husband, Pete. There is a tremendous difference between soulmates and twin flames. There can be great love in soulmates as well, but the difference is a soulmate comes in primarily to help us clear and cleanse our karma, and that's why they so often come in with great electricity to draw us in, but they also come in with drama, irritation, and agitation to push our buttons in order to challenge us so that we break away from them in anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, or regret, and then we hopefully we grow and we move on from there. You know, a lot of times when people get together with their soulmates, they go through all of those five negative emotions, they break away, and they don't realize the lesson, and they just draw to themselves another soulmate. Instead of saying, okay, what was my contribution in this? And, you know, a lot of the times it was because they were needy, codependent, you know, playing a victim role or enabling or that kind of thing. And then once you learn that lesson and you change within, then you connect with the divine inside of yourself that doesn't allow it to be disempowered or give your power away to anything outside of yourself. And once you connect with that divine within, you don't have to look for love outside of yourself, and it's a natural thing that you would draw your direct resonance to yourself with that divine complement of yours. So, and that's your twin flame. That's the only, and there is only one in any space, time, and dimension. So, and twins cannot come together unless there is that that equal divine resonance within, so that's how they draw one another to each other. So let me go to the cards here and have a look. So it is definitely a time of new beginnings for you, and the posse of angels are actually applauding you and saying that, yes, you realize that this long-standing relationship didn't happen overnight, and we can't expect to dismantle something, in this age of where, you know, everything is disposable and expendable and that kind of thing, and just get a new something. But you're wise enough to realize to allow this to be put to rest. I counsel a lot of my clients that have had long-standing relationships to look at the five important things when we come to dismantling those relationships and putting them to rest, to look at responsibility and accountability for writing that person into your contract. Why did you write them into your contract? It teach you lessons, and if they had contrasting characteristics, well, it was really to teach you the lesson, you know, because the contrasts really take our, that we take notice of that, to forgive the other person, to not judge them, and to love them unconditionally. These are all things that once we really truly understand our relationship, then it only keeps us in good stead to draw that divine relationship to ourselves further down the track. Now let's turn to the cards and have a see what comes out. So here, first card that's come out. giggle. First card that came out was the Fool card. Do you read tarot at all, Julia?
I have the Angel Tarot deck.
Okay, because the Fool card is not just about new beginnings, which is a confirmation of what I just said, but it's about starting over with the childlike innocence and wonder and enchantment, and just looking at the world with that childlike wonder again and saying, yes, that was the former me who may not have, you know, been empowered and always honored and respected and nourished and nurtured myself. But from now on, I am going to have 100% faith and trust in the universe, and I will never allow myself to be disenchanted by love again. And there is only what I desire. And the more that you can write out a decree, I don't know if you've ever, have you ever written a decree to God?
I've done a lot of different types of rituals and making lists and saying prayers and doing affirmations and, you know, doing like at full moons or new moons and, you know, making a list and burning it with a candle. And
okay.
All right. I've done
this
all sorts of things.
Okay, this one is actually stating, thank you for my twin flame relationship, because it's already yours. You don't have to say I want, you don't have to say I need, you don't have to say any of that, because what you're asking for is already yours, and you just haven't drawn it to yourself in this physical reality. So you state emphatically, thank you, and I will show you that I will never compromise myself again and that I will respect and honor who I am. It's that declaration of I will show the universe how I will be that living, breathing, energetic example of every word I say, every thought I think, and every feeling in my heart to make it a divine, of such divine resonance. And following that practice, so that's the decree is thank you for my twin flame relationship, and then writing out the characteristics and that which you would love to have. I did that 6 months before I met and drew to myself my beloved husband Pete, my twin flame. We met on a Saturday, and 5 days later he asked to marry me. The day after that, he wanted to ask me after 3 days, but he thought he would wait for five, which I often think is very funny, but he was everything that I wrote on the list. He was every characteristic. He was trustworthy, he was kind, he was loyal. I mean, it sounds like I'm talking about a dog. He was sweet, he was, you know, I mean, we worked together, we traveled the world together, everything in there. We were the best of friends. And you know, what really solidified that energy of being that energy is I lived all those characteristics for 6 months. So it's not just affirmations. It's holding that vision in your heart that he was with me all the time that I was saying those things. And I affirmed to the universe, he's already mine. I don't have to wait for him. I know he's mine in the etheric. And then whatever we know and faithfully believe in the etheric, we see it when we believe it, and it manifests on the earth plane. So this is a very good indication of you being that child and seeing your twin flame and yourself with this beloved heavenly love in your life. The next is the Queen of Pentacles. In this case, it is about feeling that abundance inside, that you are not lacking in any way, because the only way we get that full throttle of love in our reality on the outside is when we feel that wealth of love on the inside. And the next card, is the movement card. And yes, it could be moving homes, it could be moving careers, but in this aspect, you're moving towards a more divine love. And so this is a wonderful reading for you. There's the equinox, the fall equinox on the 21st. So this is an energetic portal opening up so many new beginnings for us. So I hope that's been helpful for you, Julia.
It is. Wonderful. Thank you. I appreciate that. You said the equinox is the 21st?
It's on the 21st, yes.
So it would be a good day to start doing the decree and start working on this?
Absolutely. And don't think of it so much as the word working it. Think of the word as allowing it to happen, because it's yours already. There's nothing that you have to work towards. You have to, not have to, but it would be really beneficial for you to see yourself as opening yourself to receive that which is yours already.
Okay.
And that's where the difference lies.
Yeah. I think that the movement card is so appropriate, too, because ending that relationship would mean I would be physically moving, to another state. I actually live in Colorado, but I'm moving. I'm here in Florida with my mother. She's having some health concerns, but, yeah, I would also be actually moving, metaphysically and spiritually and physically.
And it's a great time for so many of us to be moving, as we are not the same people that we were before. So God bless you, and I hope, but I know that everything will work out for you. So sending you lots of love.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Take care.
You as well. Have a great day. You
bye-bye.
Too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Going on to our next, thank you so much for that, Julia. That's a lovely, lovely call. And going on to our next caller, 720, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, thank you for holding.
Hi, Candy. How are you? This is Ibitar.
Ibitar, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. That was
good.
Just so beautiful. The words that you said prior to the reading and even her reading, it really stirred up some things in me.
Well, the thing is, we are not the same people that we were before. We have
changed in
so many different ways. And I just did a reading for a client, a phone reading, an email reading in Australia. And she is really now considering leaving a long-standing relationship. And the relationship has not been good for the past 5-10 years. What the difference is now, she has the clarity to be empowered enough to expect honor and respect in her life, and not compromise and settle for anything less.
Right. Well, I have a two-part question, because of some of the things that you said, and one part of a question is that I was looking to make an investment, and I met with someone that I had met about a year ago, and I met with her, but I don't know, it was something about, I don't know if it was a company or something like that. I just wasn't feeling. That was what I was supposed to do, and that's not necessarily so, but that's part of the question, should I make an investment with this company? And the other part of the question, is it okay if I just say both of them at the same time, or you want me to wait?
Oh, let's look at the investment one first, okay?
Okay.
Let me go to the Coffee of Angels and ask you then, if doing this investment with this particular person, if that's within your best interest and for the most beneficial outcome, and they are saying no. They're saying there is, and they're saying that there might, all the puzzle pieces they feel haven't been revealed as yet. They're saying that this doesn't mean that you won't go with it with them at a later stage, but for this moment, they're saying for whatever reason, you know, and the funny thing about the debit card is you know this already. There's something
I didn't feel, you know, and the reason why I asked the question again is because, you know, there's certain things that I felt when I first met her, but it just seems like she changed, and it was just, that energy was so sporadic yesterday. It just wasn't, like you said, if it's not in alignment, you know, with your own being, then something's out of whack.
And the posse of angels are saying, when it comes to intuition and when it comes to psychic awareness, nobody has it over Ivatar. You are so, and I'm just getting shocked all up and down my legs, you are so psychic and you are so aware. So do not ever negate or discount what your intuition is telling you. Again, like the example I used of the guy who went to the mountains to meditate, he didn't have to know why he needed to go to the mountains and meditate.
Mm-hmm,
and you don't have to know the reason why this doesn't smell right, but if it doesn't, for whatever reason, it may not be the right time yet, or it may never be the right time, but that's not even for us to know. It's only for you to understand that your intuition was given to you by God as a warning sign to say, no, this doesn't feel right, and I won't go ahead with it at the moment. So they're telling you in no uncertain terms that no. Maybe at a later stage they will shift and their energies will change. And if it's meant to be, this opportunity will come around again. But for the time being, they're saying until things shift or until things change, they're saying no.
Right. And the other part of my question was, I really wanted to ask this question because, okay, I met someone, it's been about a year and a half, and, you know, the interaction with this person, I really felt like that person was my twin flame. But he's in a relationship, but there's certain things that we came together, it was a mutual coming together on a psycho-spiritual level where he was helping me in a lot of ways. You know, I really can't explain this because sometimes when you're working on these different realms, you can't really hardly find words to express.
What's really going on.
So, and I felt like that, you know, that coming together, what twin flames do when they come together on a spiritual plane, whatever that was, that happened. But at the same time, I felt like it was his choice for us not to have a relationship or consummate a relationship and be in a physical relationship. So, you know, also, I was told that there's this person that's coming into my life in October. So, is it possible to have this union, whatever the purpose is, to come together with the twin flame? Because I know twin flame relationships also helps humanity. It also helps, you know, our evolutionary process. Is it possible that, you know, whatever we're doing, whatever he's there in my life to support me to do, even though it's not a physical relationship, that whatever it is helping, you know, he and I and humanity to evolve, and then yet, you know, I can have someone else come into my life and, you know, have a fulfilling, loving relationship with him as well.
Okay, you hit a very important point when it comes to twin flames, because a lot of times people, Ivatar, just think that twin flames together come together and it's very romantic. And don't get me wrong, it is. It's very loving, and it's just, so their out-breath is your in-breath, and it is romantic. But they come together for a higher purpose, with God as in the triad, the
right.
God, masculine, the feminine, and you come together and you contract to bring together a mission of God by marrying the gifts and talents of one twin with the gifts and talents of the other twin, and then the sum of the parts becomes greater than the whole. For instance, my husband works in the film industry, and I've channeled quite a number of books, which we've written the screenplays for, and those books are going to, and those screenplays are going to be made into Hollywood movies, and then the message mm-hmm. contained in there goes out to the widest possible audience. You know, mm-hmm. things like that. So, to answer your question, yes, I believe that this person, it felt so good when you said, you know, is this person my twin flame to bring forth a project that we have together? And that feels really good. But you cannot, twin flames cannot come together if there's any kind of entanglement. For instance, you know, if the person is married, if they're already in a relationship, you know, that would have to be severed in order to really consummate the relationship, because, as you know, there's this honoring
right.
and this disrespect,
right.
and you have to be able to marry yourself completely, energetically, and wholly with that other person. So let me just go to the cards and have a reading, because you bring up a very, very important thing about the twins coming together for a higher purpose. And your intuition was really spot on when you noted this person that's in a relationship, but he's there to help you as well, to bring forth. Is it marrying his gifts and talents with yours?
Yes, his gifts and talents, it's like, I really can't even explain. I know that there's so much work that we do on these other planes, on these other levels, you know. And I feel different. I feel like he has been there and been a support to me. And I see him. I talk to him. I'm talking about all, this is all through my higher self. All this
right.
is through my higher self. He's in a relationship that he's not happy in. And for whatever reason, he chose to be in it, you know. And I have to honor if that's not what he wants in this life, for us to be in a physical relationship where we're consummating that relationship. I have to honor that and not
right.
be sad or unhappy or, you know, or upset about it, because, you know, whatever we're supposed to be doing, I feel like we're supposed to be doing that in terms of my evolving to another level, his evolving to another level, and also being that support system to help the humanity evolve. You know, and they're
right.
continually evolving to another level.
Exactly, exactly. So, you know, your intuition is spot on when you're feeling that this draw of coming together and bringing forth this mission and working towards that. The first card that came out for you was the King of Swords. This is this twin flame energy in this gentleman, and it's also helping both of you to communicate and bring out your thoughts, your mental acumen, and it's actually sharpening both of you and creating this clarity about what you hope to present to the earth plane. And you're adding and you're creating the new earth by bringing forth this mission between the two of you. There's on this particular card, yes, there's the King of Swords, but to his right, next to his throne, are two beautiful, they look like either hawks or eagles, and they're flying side by side, and it's like you're in, oh, and I'm just getting shocks now, you're in like direct movement with one another, and you're creating this important mission together, so I would definitely pursue this because this is only going to bring both of you more clarity and more nourishment and nurturing your dreams inside. Oh my gosh, the next card is you. The next card is the Queen of Wands, and the Queen of Wands is out of out of all the queens, she's the sunniest and the brightest, and she's there with her staff, and the staff is about her visions and her imagination and her words and bringing forth those ideas of hers that she wants to make manifest on the earth plane. She's holding a sunflower, which is bright and sunny. So it's the marrying of that queen and that king together to bring that sunny, wonderful project to the earth plane, to share it, to create the new world. And the last card for you is the Page of Cups. By doing this, and the Page of Cups is always the proposal card, somebody that comes in and is drawn to what you've created. Because a lot of people say, well, I won't put the time or the effort and the money into this because, I can't see where it's going. And as I've spoken about in today's program, The Love of Self, we do that which our intuition is telling us to do, and then the universe can send us the people, the opportunities, and the connections to further and fulfill our intentions in our hearts. So this is saying that once you marry these two together, this strong, authoritative king of communication to help you, and the beautiful, sunny idea and vision and imagination of yourself, Ibitar, the Queen of Wands, then comes the universe flooding in a proposal for you to help you on your way to making this a reality on the earth plane. So it's a very, very clear reading, this one, to pursue that mission, that project that you feel in your heart that is nourishing you.
Okay, so does that mean, because I sometimes I get a little confused. Okay, so does that mean, because like I said, he's in a relationship. So that
right, and you can't do anything about that. So it's your free will and free choice. Yes, you can wait for him. You could wait for him, but we are human, and if you do not want to go without that other little ET, that other, little human person to provide that, that warmth and that closeness and that kind of thing, that's your free will and free choice. There's nothing wrong, and there's no right, there's wrong, and there's no good, or there's no bad. But know that the twin flames cannot come together if there's any kind of energetic disalignment, if you want to call it that. So if he chooses to remain in this relationship, then that leaves you, what about me? And there's nothing wrong with you going out and seeking love outside of the twin flame relationship union. And maybe it's, because he's got free will and free choice himself. And if he chooses to stay in a relationship that's not really honoring him or respectful of him, that's fine for him because there are no right or wrong choices. But for you, if you would choose to have love in your life and go off and do what's beneficial for you, again, this is about free will and free choice.
Right. So basically the cards are saying it doesn't, because what I'm understanding based on my life is that it's not necessary for me to consummate this physical relationship, for me to do what we came here to do.
No, exactly.
Yeah,
no.
That's what I'm reading and picking up. That's not necessary.
And the Party of Angels is just saying that as well. I'm just asking them once again, is that necessary? And they're saying no.
Mm-hmm. So this person that I'm supposed to meet in October, because I was told I was going to meet somebody, and I guess, sometimes we can kind of get stuck in labels like, terminology and things of that sort, soulmate, twin flame, or whatever. But I can see myself accomplishing what I'm supposed to accomplish with him and be in a loving and happy relationship at the same time.
Absolutely. There's no question about it. Mm-hmm. And they're really quite emphatic about that. They're saying, and they're applauding you. They're applauding you for coming to that that conclusion. That yes, you know, I am open to receiving that love, and as well as bringing forth this very important mission for the planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow.
So I hope that's been helpful.
Thank you so much. It's been very helpful.
You're welcome. I'd love to know where else things are going to you. If you want, you can send me an email to Candy, Candy, at angelhealinghouse.com.
Okay. I will, Candy. Thank you so much.
Okay. God bless you, Avatar. Take care.
Bless you, too, and I appreciate you so much.
Okay. Bye, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Avatar. And that was a wonderful call, too. Let's go. And before your phone calls, we were speaking about love of self and how by nurturing and nourishing what brings us joy, well, it's not only not selfish, but it's fundamental in experiencing a happy, peaceful, and love-filled life. You know, listeners, over the past 10 years, I have had many Reiki masters and spiritual teachers and healing practitioners come to me for healing sessions as they were carrying both emotional and physical illnesses because they were very good at talking the talk, explaining to others how to live and conduct their lives, but they were not good about walking the walk, practicing love of self, and putting their words into practice in their own lives. Now, Lena, a well-respected counselor and relationship expert, came to my healing practice, and she was complaining that her marital relationships were almost non-existent and that her husband had lost all interest in her. Now, again, Lena is not her real name, but I'll call her Lena. When asked how long she'd been experiencing this, she said for almost 2 years, her husband having no interest in her. She said that he didn't communicate with her and that there was no closeness and no intimacy in their marriage. And I started to ask her some questions. I said, when I asked her how she acknowledged her husband's arrival home from work, she said she was often upstairs in her office and didn't bother coming down and engaging in conversation with him. When I asked her what things they did together, did they talk, and what things did they talk about while having dinner, she replied that she read a magazine and talked on the phone with her sister, and he watched TV. You know, when I asked what happens after dinner, she replied that every night she brought him his coffee into the lounge room and she would take her tea and go sit in the armchair at the opposite side of the room. When I asked if they ever did anything together, she replied that her husband actually loved to go fishing and camping and had asked her repeatedly to go with him, but she always refused and she prefers to go shopping with a friend. She later confessed that when they were first married, that she actually loved going on camping excursions together and sleeping out under the stars. Slowly, it started to become very clear that although she was very good at counseling others about how to nurture intimacy in relationships, she herself had systematically shut herself off and disconnected from her husband. I pointed out to her that the end result was a disinterested, disconnected husband. I explained that our reality is a mere reflection of our own choices and behaviors, and these are made as of a direct result of the way that we are feeling inside. Carefully retracing what had happened in the last 2 years that created this disconnected husband, Lena explained to me that as a result of a terrible accident within her home, she had damaged her back. Well, since that day, she'd stopped exercising, and she'd gained a great deal of weight. Depressed by the weight gain, she stopped putting any effort into her appearance. In this saddened state, she lost all interest and had stopped pursuing her creative hobbies, which she had previously loved and had given her so much joy. She stopped actually nurturing and nourishing herself. in her distraught state, she completely disconnected from who she was and basically stopped loving herself and respecting herself. In other words, she cut off love of self for herself. I saw that the lack of intimacy or love with her husband was just a lack of intimacy or love for herself. When asked to be completely honest, she said that her husband had been extremely helpful, supportive, and loving after she had her accident. But she finally saw that it had been her own actions and perpetuation of self-loathing that had created this divide between the two of them. You know, by concentrating on loving herself again, she slowly honored her health and she began to lose the weight. At the same time, she renewed her passion in her hobbies, and this made her feel so much better emotionally. And as a result of the changes and the regained intimacy with herself, she was a much happier and more engaging person. And then as a result of that, she came to know a much happier and more engaging and intimate husband. And that just about wraps the show up for today. I'd like to thank you to all my lovely callers. Thank you, listeners, for tuning into the program. Thank you to those who are listening to the archive shows on either the Blog Talk Radio site or on iTunes for free. And don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio is every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You know, if you would like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletters filled with channeled messages from my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and myself, please email me and send me your request to Candy, that's C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E, .com. And to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. If you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing session, this can either be done in person in my Los Angeles office or nationally and internationally using distant healing. And this can be done over the phone using Skype or just on phone. Please call 831-277-3716, or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And until next time, listeners, allow your radiant light to shine forth and to fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and blessings to you all. Take care. I look forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care. Bye.